Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Medical sales professionals have to deal with a lot of things. They have to deal with presentations, servicing the customer, and oftentimes, business travel. So what I want to talk to you about today is about having an alternate plan. In other words, preparing ahead of time for when things go wrong. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been on a commercial airliner? I believe the answer is probably yes, because almost all of us have. If you've been in this business, you've certainly had to get on a plane to go somewhere. Here's my question. Do you ever question whether or not that aircraft, when you're on it, is going to arrive at its destination? This is before you get on, actually. And the next question is this. If you have any doubts about whether or not the airplane is going to reach its destination, why do you get on it? Here's what I'm leading to. Your customers, when they're doing business with you, they expect you to be able to get them and their patients to where they're supposed to go. In other words, if you're servicing a customer, let's say that you sell surgical equipment and part of your job is to be present at the surgical procedures to help the surgeon and to help the operating room staff to perform the procedure, they expect that you are going to have everything that you need, and if something goes wrong, you know how you're going to get around it to create the desired result. They're depending on you, very much like you depend on the airliners, the airplane captain and the co-pilot and all of the flight attendants to get you safely to where you need to go. The only way that you could really reach this goal 100% of the time is if you have an alternate plan. You see, pilots always have an alternate plan. In other words, if you're flying from Miami to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati has a horrible thunderstorm, tornadoes, and everything else, you have to have an alternate airport, someplace else where you can go. Because here's the thing. Things do not always go as planned, and they certainly don't always go as planned in this business. So when things change, you see, if you're in the operating room and something suddenly changes, you don't have a whole lot of time to think about it. If you're in the middle of a sales presentation and something, a piece of equipment that you're depending on doesn't work, you don't have a whole lot of time to think about how you're going to solve the problem. You need to change. You just need to, bam, go ahead and do it. So let's talk about some of the things you need to be prepared for from this perspective. Let's say that you're on your way to a presentation and suddenly the meeting time gets changed. You have to be there sooner. Hi, Todd. This is Dr. Smith's office. Dr. Todd has to go do surgery this afternoon, so he's going to have to leave the office a little bit earlier. So your appointment just moved up by half an hour. Well, if this doctor is an important client of yours, have you built a big enough time cushion in to be able to accommodate his schedule? In other words, that's your alternate plan. Make sure if you have to see an important customer that you build in a time cushion so that you're going to get there. What happens if the location moves? Let's say you're on your way to see Dr. Smith and suddenly his office says, you know, hey, Todd, I'm so sorry. We told you we were going to be at the Beaker Street office today. We're actually on the Main Street office. And this is on the other side of town. It's going to take you 30 minutes to get there. Again, have you scheduled in that time cushion? What if the meeting gets canceled? What if the doctor gets delayed in surgery and he's running late and you have another appointment to follow? What happens if you bring the wrong samples or you don't have the right surgical protocol that you needed to show the doctor? Or let's say your visual aids aren't available or don't work. Do you ever use a laptop computer during your presentations? Do you ever use PowerPoint? I can tell you from experience that when you most need it, your PowerPoint just might crap out on you. It happens. If you're using a projector, the projector bulb will burn out. Now, here's something that's really horrible, and I've seen it so many times when this happens. The presenter, in other words, the salesperson, or it could be a presenter if it's presenting to a room full of people, suddenly, instead of continuing with the presentation, goes into the explanation and excuse mode. Oh, no, wait a second here, doctor. I actually have this slide that I was going to show you. Let me see if I could get it up. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know why my projector is not working. And what happens is you lose all your momentum with the presentation, and instead of focusing on the problems that you're going to solve for the doctor, you're now focusing on how you're going to solve the problem with your projector. This is pretty ugly. If your visual aid fails, just keep going. You don't have to change what you're doing. Let's say again that you have to be present in surgery. to help the doctor and the operating room staff. Well, what happens if suddenly you find out that instruments or inventory sets are unavailable from the place you thought you were going to get them? What if you open up the instrument sets and suddenly you find broken instruments which were not replaced from the previous set? Maybe sterile processing is closed the day before when you arrive, so there's no one to sterilize your instruments. What is your alternate plan when these things happen? Now, sure, you're probably saying, hey, listen, Mace, I'm real good at thinking on my feet. You know, I always get the things done. And I'm not doubting that. You know, I was in this business and I know that we have to do that. But if you plan ahead of time what you're going to do when these situations happen and you know what the contingency is in each one of your accounts, life is so much easier. I want you to think about it right now. What would you do if tomorrow you're going in to service a customer? Let's say you're taking something into the cath lab, or maybe you're just taking it into a doctor. What would you do if suddenly an instrument breaks or one of the instrument trays is missing? What do you do if you sell surgical implants? Maybe you sell pacemakers. What do you do if the only one you have falls on the floor? What's your backup plan? And chances are you probably don't have one. Would you get on an airplane if a pilot doesn't have a backup plan? In other words, well, you're flying on an airplane with two engines. One engine fails. What are you going to do when the engine fails, Mr. Captain? Well, we'll just worry about it when it happens, you know? You wouldn't get on that airplane. I wouldn't get on that airplane. What else could happen? Let's say that you're working with a clinician who's treating a patient, and suddenly that clinician changes his or her mind as to what he or she wants to use. What is your contingency plan to help the clinician get through the case, get through with the patient? Finally, let's talk about the business travel issue, because if you're involved in business travel, this is just a critical part of your job. You have to be where you need to be when you need to be there. Let's say you're traveling by airlines. What happens if the flight gets canceled? What's your contingency plan? Probably to take another flight. What if there isn't another flight? Is there some other way that you can reach your destination? Let's say you miss the flight. Let's say your car breaks down on the way to the airport. Something we don't like to think about, but these things happen. You get to the city where you're supposed to be, and your hotel reservation cannot be found. It's been canceled. There's not a hotel room within 50 miles. What are you going to do? Sleeping in your rental car might be a consideration. You have to do something. Think about these things ahead of time. In other words, for that particular situation, do you have an account with American Express, a concierge that you can call who will help you out of these situations? You know, the final thing that I want to leave you with is whatever you're planning to do, whether it's a sales presentation, service a customer who's treating a patient, or business travel, anything related to your job, when you're making those plans, always ask yourself this question. What if? What if things don't go as planned? What is my alternate plan? How am I going to get through this? How am I going to give the customer what he or she needs? And ultimately, how am I going to help the customer give the patient what he or she needs? Because as I always say at the end of every one of these podcasts, that's really what it's all about. Make sure you use all of your available resources. Talk to the people in your company. Talk to other sales associates. Because you really, if you try to operate as a lone wolf, you're limiting the options that you have available to you when you run into these tight situations. Brainstorming with other professionals is always a great idea. And if you do this, you will come up with a solid plan to get you through any situation. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us this week on Medical Sales Guru. I hope that you have a wonderful week selling. And again, remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.